Each month, we explore a different theme as a community. And this month's theme that we're exploring is deep listening. So I ask you, how do you listen? How do we truly hear one another? As we explore deep listening today, we want to draw attention to voices that are often unheard, particularly those of African American women. Throughout history, African American women's voices have been powerful and wise, but often sidelined or suppressed or even ignored. They have long not been accorded the respect or the opportunities that they deserve. And African American women's contributions are often undervalued or undercompensated. These women are generally paid less than other women, have higher rates of unemployment, are given inferior health care, are more often victimized by crime and poverty, and are underrepresented in government and in education and in business. My friends, our faith, our beautiful Unitarian Universalist faith, calls us to honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of all human beings and to work for justice, equity, and compassion for all. So today we want to lift up the voices of our African American sisters. And I invite us to listen deeply so that those of us with white skin or with male privilege may better acknowledge and respect the powerful, vital contribution of Black women to society. Rather than me preaching today, I wanted you to hear an award-winning sermon by Marta Varee Pearson, a longtime lay leader in UU congregations on the East Coast. Now, I heard the sermon for the first time at the UU Women's Federation annual breakfast at General Assembly last June, and I was so moved by it that I wanted to share it with you here. And Marta invited us to share it with our congregation so that we are going to be taking that opportunity today as we honor those voices that are often not heard. Oh, thank you, Marta. What an incredibly powerful message, and I'm so grateful that you were willing to share that with us. My friends, I invite us to hear Marta's call to action, to work for justice for all, and to vote to make our world more equitable and peaceful. She entreats us not to wait, but to get to work right away, becoming mindful of the difference between equality and equity. So invite us to hear her and to check within your own heart today. What can you do to follow her call to action? So how do we actually lift up the voices of the lesser heard among us? How do we create that equity that she asks for? For those of us with white skin privilege, I found Michelle Osborne's words, and she's a former prosecutor and trial lawyer, very helpful. She wrote an article suggesting several ways in which we can support the voices of women of color. She calls on us to always ensure that Black and brown women are in the room and at the table, and that women of color should lead conversations, particularly about issues and concerns that affect them most. And she asks us to listen to the ideas, comments and critiques made by women of color without interrupting, minimizing, or dismissing their voices. And then she invites those of us with white skin privilege to advocate for women of color whose voices are being ignored or lost in the shuffle, and not to speak for them. And she also says we must believe women of color when they tell us about the indignities and the oppression and violence that they have suffered. Not deny those experiences and be a humble, thoughtful partner to the work of women of color, working to implement their ideas and solutions. My beloveds, I invite us all to do what we can to make it so. May we indeed listen more deeply. May it be so.